Well, welcome to Real Talk with Jordan Riley, where the real talk does not come from me. It comes directly from God's Word. And before we get started today, please consider subscribing to our channel, giving this a thumbs up, and supporting what we do by going to realtalkwithjordan.com. On today's episode, after the Marmari Emmanuel video that I made, a lot of people got mad because of one point that I made in that video. And that's the whole thing of tattoos. I heard things like, Jordan, you are dead wrong. Or, have you lost your mind? You're deceiving everybody. You're a false teacher. I'm unsubscribing. Come on, you guys. The problem is those people who did that, they've taken a Bible verse out of context with no understanding. So today we're going to fix that and see if getting a tattoo is something you can do or something you cannot do. So are you ready? Let's go.
Part that I want you to keep in front of your mind is that demons can enter through tattoos. You have to understand that tattoos involves piercing the skin. It's pretty much cutting the skin. It's opening the skin. And there has been a lot of pagan spiritual associations with skin piercing.
Well, according to Vlad Savchuk, tattoos let in demon spirits because, you know, you're cutting the skin and then they just kind of slither right in. No, they absolutely do not do that. I mean, by his reasoning, the accident I had a couple days ago where a weed eater cut my leg a bunch of times and I broke the skin, supposedly, according to him, now I must have demons running through me because it cut the skin. No, say it with me. Said no verse ever. Vlad Savchuk is a false teacher who teaches things like there's a thumb-sucking spirit or demons have sex with us during the night. Come on, you guys. Please stop listening to this nonsense. So let's actually listen to a godly pastor who spoke about tattoos to his congregation. Watch this.
So you could say, well, that was the standard in the Old Testament, but the New Testament doesn't say anything about tattoos, and that would be true. So I don't want to go so far as to say that tattoos are sinful. The New Testament doesn't say that. I could assume that you could have a tattoo of a cross or something that reflected your love for Christ, or some people get a Bible verse.
Well, that was Pastor John MacArthur of Grace Community Church down in California, and he couldn't even say that getting a tattoo was a sin. And why was that? Because the Bible does not say it. See, when you take a single verse and you rip it out of context and you mangle it and twist it all over the place, you can make it say whatever you want. So we're going to look at what the Bible actually says. And I'm going to share with you 3 points that will help us determine if getting a tattoo is wrong or it's right. So let's start out by looking at the verse in question. That's Leviticus 19, verse 28. It says this, "You shall not make any cuts in your body for the dead, nor make any tattoo marks on yourself. I am the Lord." Now, if you take that at face value, I mean, case closed. No cuts, no marks, no tattoos. I am the Lord. I guess we're done here. No, hold on. We can't ignore the context. You need to know this, you guys. So many people do this. I mean, have you ever been told, you know, judge not lest ye be judged? That's Matthew 7:1. But if you stop right there in Matthew 7:1, I mean, you're going to think that you should never judge, that it's a sin to judge. That's a lie. The context is Matthew 7 verses 1 through 6, where Jesus not only taught us how to judge, but he told us 2 types of judging, which were not permitted. And then in verse 6, he judged.
What?
I mean, whoa. Please understand this. Also, if you look in John chapter 7 verse 24, along with 1 Corinthians 5 verses 12 and 13, and 1 Peter 4, verse 17, you can see that we are commanded to judge. So again, we need to stick with the context of the verse to really understand what it's talking about. So in Leviticus 19, 28, the context is the Levitical law, also known as the Mosaic law or the Old Covenant. And God gave this law to Israel, and the church is not Israel, to do 4 main things. Such as pointing out their sinfulness, also to show their inability to keep their end of the covenant, also to make them prisoners in their own guilt, and ultimately to show them their need for a savior. So again, the context of Leviticus 19:28 was rules and regulations for how Israel was to live, eat, and worship. God did not want them to identify with the nations around them or with their pagan practices. See, these practices by either the neighboring countries or their captors was idol worship. And God did not want them to do that. And one of these pagan practices, and you need to know this, was that people would cut themselves at the funerals of friends or loved ones. See, these nations performed this pagan practice of cutting themselves to not only feel the pain, but also to appease false gods and idols. And clearly, God did not want his people to do that. Also, if you look at this, and you need to hear this, this cutting practice was self-mutilation, not body art. So again, when you look at the context of Leviticus 19:28, and you look at the verses around it, you're going to start to see a little more clearly what God was talking about, and you'll be able to understand it better. So let's do that. Leviticus 19:27, it says this, "You shall not round off the hairline of your head, nor trim the edges of your beard." Uh-oh, some of you are starting to sweat a little bit. Also, Leviticus 19, verse 19, it says, "You shall not wear a garment of two kinds of material mixed together." Oh boy. And one more, Leviticus 19:26, it says, "You shall not eat any meat with the blood." So, if you've trimmed your beard, or wore mixed fabrics, or had a bloody piece of meat, then you are a big fat sinner headed to hell, right? Of course not. Come on, you guys. But if you're going to say that Leviticus 19:28 is something that we absolutely must observe, but all these other ones, no, you know, we don't have to do that, you know, then you are a big hypocrite. You can't pick and choose what you want to do. Again, James 2:10 makes it very clear that it's either all or nothing. It's not dealer's choice. It's not, you know, I like these ones, but I don't like those ones. Not at all. See, the entire law, and you need to know this, it contained 613 commandments that, again, were given to Israel to obey and follow. You think I'm kidding? Look at Leviticus 26, verse 46. This is what it says. "These are the statutes and judgments and laws which Yahweh has given to be between himself and the sons of Israel by the hand of Moses at Mount Sinai." Again, please understand who the audience was of this Levitical law or Mosaic law or Old Covenant. It was Israel. And again, we as the church today, which was birthed at Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, are not under that law. Now, let me prove it. I want you to stay with me because this is important for you to see. Paul spoke about God's purpose for the law in Galatians 3:10, which says, "All who rely on observing the law are under a curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue to do everything written in the book of the law." Did you see that one word I just emphasized, hopefully a little bit for you? Everything. Again, not pick and choose. I like this one, but I don't like this one. Well, you can't have a tattoo, but you can cut the edges of your beard. No, you either obey all of it or none of it. And again, James in James 2:10 echoes that. He says that if you try to obey and observe the law, but you stumble at just one point, you are guilty of breaking the whole entire thing. But I want to go a little bit deeper, and I want you to see something. Look what it says in Hebrews chapter 7, verses 18 and 19. It says, "The old law was set aside because it was weak and useless." See, the law was a shadow of good things that are coming. And Hebrews chapter 10, verse 1 says, "The law could never make perfect those who draw near to worship." But it doesn't stop there, you guys. I know I'm giving you a lot of verses, but this is very important for you to get straight in your minds. Galatians 2, verse 16 says that we are not justified by observing the law, but by faith in Christ Jesus. Okay, our works, our efforts, our observing and obeying the law is not what saves us. Only faith in Christ. That's Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9. Also in Matthew 5, verses 17 and 18, it says that Jesus came to fulfill the law. And he did that with his sinless life, his death on the cross, and his resurrection from the grave. Now, just because Jesus came and fulfilled the law, I want to make sure this is very clear, does not mean we get to live however we want. Oh, it's party time. I'm going to get drunk up in here. No, not at all. We don't get to be just a bunch of hellions doing whatever we want. But because we are in Christ, we want to please him. We want to obey him. We want to point others to him. Too many people these days try to observe the law or think that by observing the law that God's going to love them more. They're going to be BFFs, you know, they're going to get more favor from God. Said no verse ever. Paul made it very clear that we as believers in Christ are no longer under the law. That's Galatians 3 verses 23 through 25. But now, according to Galatians 6 verse 2, we are under the law of Christ. That's not the old law, the Levitical law, the Mosaic law, the old covenant. It's the new covenant in Christ. So think about it this way. If the law was still binding on us today, you know, no tattoos, no cuts, no marks, I am the Lord, then it was never fulfilled by Jesus. And Jesus was a liar. And we know that's not true. Jesus said he fulfilled it and he instituted a new covenant in his blood. So with all this in mind, let's answer the question at hand. Is it a sin to get a tattoo? And I want you to be very clear, no, it is not. Now, I want to make sure we address the issue of Christian liberty. I mean, yes, we do have freedom in Christ, absolutely, to do things that are not sinful and that do not go against God's word. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12, Paul makes this very clear when he says, "All things are permissible to me, but not all things are beneficial." So you see that we do have liberty to do things. But just because you can doesn't always mean you should. See, just because something may be beneficial to you does not mean it is beneficial to your friend or to your neighbor or to a brother in Christ. Please hear me say that. Also, Paul mentions in Romans 14, verse 23, that whatever doesn't proceed from faith is sin. You need to hear this. If you want to get a tattoo and you have faith that it's a good thing and that it's going to represent Christ, then you can do it. But if you're worried about it and you doubt it and you have fear and you're hesitant, then you should absolutely not do it and avoid it. Now you know what the Bible says and that you are not under the law because of the finished work of Jesus on the cross. And you can get a tattoo if you want. I want to leave you with three questions to ask yourself before you consider getting one.
Number one, will a tattoo help or hinder your ability to witness to others? You got to figure that out. Number two, will the tattoo cause your brother to stumble? Number three, what is the primary purpose of the tattoo? Attracting attention? Is it to cause others to lust? Is it vanity? Each and every Christian must answer those questions before you enter a tattoo parlor.
Now, I want to make it very clear that I am not promoting or endorsing or encouraging anyone to get a tattoo. I am simply addressing the issue of whether it is a sin or not to get a tattoo. See, I got my tattoos before I was saved. I was a false convert who thought I was following Christ and I wasn't. Now, thankfully, every one of my tattoos glorifies Christ. It talks about being forgiven, the Jesus fish. Has my favorite Bible verse and a cross that points people to Jesus. And I'm thankful for that because they are permanent and they're on my body forever. But I want you to know this and I want you to hear me say this. If I wanted to go get a tattoo today or if I was considering one, I would make sure that first of all, I prayed about it, checked my heart, checked my motives. And second of all, I would make sure that it glorifies Jesus.